Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
An empty building for NXT, a burn for Vince McMahon, and...
Oh, you're so beautiful.
You talking to me or the belt?
You.
For Thursday, March 26th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Great, you guys want to finish this? You don't need a crowd. You don't need an arena. Just the two of you?
Just the two of us.
I'll give you that opportunity. When you want it. You ready now?
No, I'm not ready now.
He put me through a table 2 weeks ago. He threw me off a perch, this man.
And tell me how long you need. What do you need?
2 weeks. Give me 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks and we finish this. Once and for all.
2 weeks. I'm gonna find an empty building. I'm gonna put a ring in there. I'm gonna give you a referee. Just there to say it's over. But when it's over, it is over. Do you understand me, both of you? When it is over, it is over. Two of you will walk into the building when I find one. One of you will walk out, and it's done.
Ciampa and Gargano just want to be alone, and they're going to get the chance to in 2 weeks' time on NXT. So we had a proper episode of NXT on USA last night. It was a shame that last week it was just like a combination of long video packages and interviews. I feel like there were other issues at hand last week, and NXT was kind of on the back burner for WWE. But it's very much front and center again this week. We found out yesterday, and we talked about it on the podcast as well, that all the matches for TakeOver Tampa Bay are going to be held on free television over the next few weeks. And one of those key matches for TakeOver Tampa Bay was going to be Tommaso Ciampa versus Johnny Gargano. And once again, second year in a row this is, Gargano and Ciampa aren't getting that WrestleMania weekend moment. Last year, it was Ciampa's neck injury that stopped it happening. This year, it's the small matter of a global pandemic stopping it from happening. So we have the segment at the end of NXT tonight that saw Triple H make the announcement that you heard just there. Ciampa and Gargano, they don't want a grand stage. They just want to end it. So Triple H is going to assign them an empty building with a ring in the middle. They will get told the location, and they will have a match with a referee with no disqualifications, no countouts, go wherever, do whatever, and it will settle it once and for all. The location of that building, we don't know yet. Chances are, because they are in the process of taping everything for WWE over the next couple of weeks in multiple locations, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, it will be one of the locations that may end up being used for either WrestleMania or possibly for the Bray Wyatt Fiend match at WrestleMania as well. We will find out. This isn't the match that I think the wrestling world wanted to see with Ciampa and Gargano. Obviously, we were clamoring for a big brawl in front of a lively crowd at TakeOver Tampa Bay, but that simply is not happening for obvious reasons. So WWE and wrestling companies around the world, in fact, are coming up with creative ways to get content out there, and this is one of them. And you know what? I think it could be really fun. I think they've got the opportunity here, whilst thinking outside the box, to create something really interesting. The first ever empty building match. Just let Ciampa and Gargano tear up the entire building. I think we could have some fun with this in 2 weeks' time. Also last night on NXT, we saw the debut via the TV screen of Killer Cross. All those weird little vignettes that we've seen on NXT over the last couple of weeks. Turns out Killer Cross was the man behind it. And we saw the return of Io Shirai from injury as she cashes her ticket. She punches her ticket into the ladder match for the NXT Women's Championship, number one contendership. I'll talk all about everything else that went on with NXT in NXT Graded a little bit later on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. So if you want to find out what I thought of everything that went down on NXT last night, check out our YouTube channel later on today.
Do you two get it? Do you understand now what the new rule of the Dark Order is?
I don't understand how you don't grasp this concept of strength in numbers. Because this is the new Dark Order. I don't think you two get it yet. We do what we want when we want to now, okay? Do you understand that? We're the lions of AEW. We prey on the weak. What don't you get? What's wrong with you two? I don't understand it. Are you kidding me? Get out of my room. Go! Get out of here! Sneeze in here. What's wrong with you?
You might not recognize who that was talking, because in his last job, he didn't do a lot of talking. That was the voice of Brody Lee, the artist formerly known as Luke Harper. He was last week unveiled as the Exalted One of the Dark Order on AEW Dynamite. And this week, we got ourselves a wonderful video of Brody Lee with John Silver and Alex Reynolds from the Dark Order having a lovely steak dinner. Now, this whole segment was loaded with references and little digs to Vincent Kennedy McMahon, from the suit itself, which very much looks like a Vince McMahon off the hanger number, all the way to the final moment, which saw Reynolds sneezing and being shooed out of the room by Brody Lee. This is a dig at the WWE chairman Vince McMahon, because on many occasions from many people it has been reported that Vince McMahon hates sneezing. He hates sneezing himself, and he hates people sneezing around him. He sees it, and this is from multiple people. Vince McMahon sees sneezing as a sign of weakness and a lack of self-control. So Vince McMahon, legendary for his dislike of sneezing. He's an eccentric billionaire. I don't know what to tell you. So Brody Lee was keen to give it a little dig. In fact, this is the second time now that Brody Lee has stuck an elbow in the ribs of Vince McMahon. Last week, when he was unveiled as the leader of the Dark Order, he turned to Christopher Daniels and said, "You're not the first old man to doubt me." A little dig at Vince McMahon there. I feel like the Exalted One character may become a big lampoon of Vince McMahon. Whether that's the right thing to do or not is up for discussion. Personally, I don't think it is. I feel like AEW making shots at Vince McMahon, it shouldn't be on their agenda. AEW, I think, should just be cracking on and making some great television the way that they are. In my opinion, like, this week, this was fine. This was a fun little moment. But if the whole thing ends up with Brody Lee doing the Vince McMahon walk down to the ring and firing people, then it's a bit of a waste of an opportunity for Brody Lee. According to Wrestling Inc., we understand that most of WrestleMania 36 has now been films. Night one is apparently in the can. Night two, they'll be finishing off later on today. It was noted on Wrestling Observer Live that they've actually already filmed some of the bigger matches for both nights, and the WWE crew has been working flat out to get everything taped. As we said earlier on, it is not just WrestleMania that is being filmed this week now. We are filming NXT for next week, Raw for next week, SmackDown for next week, and the episodes of Raw, SmackDown, and NXT following that as well. There is talk that the Performance Center could now be out of action for a good long while. As of the end of this week, it's going to be shut for the foreseeable. So WWE want to get as much stuff in the can as they possibly can ahead of that shutdown. They're desperate to try and make it so there's no real loss of momentum. So it's a busy week for all the WWE crew who are making it there. And they're doing this as well whilst balancing a very careful protocol to stop the spread of COVID-19. So everybody that goes into any of the venues and locations, they are given a temperature test before they do. If they are over a certain temperature, or if there are concerns that they may be showing symptoms, they're simply not allowed in the building. That is the end of that. We've seen backstage crew walking around with face masks on as well. Only certain people are being let into the building at one time. A lot of people hanging around in parts of the parking lot of each of these venues, waiting for their time to go on because they want to keep the numbers down in these venues. So not only is it one of the most ambitious schedules of taping that WWE has ever put on, not only that, but they're doing it under such intense circumstances as well. A massive round of applause to everybody who is a part of the tapings of WWE over the next couple of weeks, because no doubt there is a lot of frayed edges around Orlando today for WWE staff. Talking of those tapings, Brie Bella was addressing some of her concerns for Daniel Bryan on the Bella Twins podcast. She talks about how they've had to cancel their live tour they were doing together for the podcast. They've cancelled the book tour as well. The Hall of Fame has been cancelled, which they're devastated by. This was the year that the Bella Twins were going to go into the WWE Hall of Fame. That is no longer a thing that is happening. At least now, I imagine SummerSlam will be the new location for the WWE Hall of Fame once all of this is sort of blown over. Brie Bella then talked about her husband Daniel Bryan working WWE shows while all this is going on. She said, "My husband is still working in Orlando right now. It makes me really nervous. He has an autoimmune disease. He's also fought asthma really bad when he was young. He was always sick as a kid, and I'll admit I lost sleep last night. I'm grateful my husband is still employed, but at the same time, I'm really scared that he's just out there. I just pray so much for him that he stays healthy. But this is like a weird tug of war." By the end of this week, all WWE staff will be sent home for the foreseeable, as ordered by governments and political bodies all around the world. So Daniel Bryan will be back home by the end of this week, and it appears, as far as we know, that Daniel Bryan is in good health, and long may that remain. Michael Weber, the Fight COO, has been talking about the AEW viewership in Europe. This comes from an interview from Wrestling Inc. Daily. Michael Weber says, "We offer a subscription called AEW Plus that's not available in the US, Canada, Germany, or France, but is available in the rest of the world. It's been bought in over 100 countries, and initially the interest was very encouraging, and it's had a steady climb. I would say it's not a rocket ship, but it's a steady climb with no fall off. What gets me is that I get the numbers from people watching it live, and it's quite staggering how many people are watching it live from Europe, which is early in the morning. They have a strong and loyal following. The last pay-per-view, Revolution, was the highest purchased event out of the 6 shows that we have done with them." So AEW has proof of concept that there is indeed a strong love for the product in Europe. There was talk from Cody earlier on this year, before all of this happened, that AEW were going to bring Dynamite and possibly even a pay-per-view to the United Kingdom. I'm sure that once all this is blown over, that will still be something on their cards. WWE trademark news. I know how much you love trademark news. They have filed for new trademarks relating to WrestleMania 36, including the phrases "too big for one night," and this is my personal one, "I wasn't there." I want a WrestleMania t-shirt that says "I wasn't there." That'd be wonderful. Ring of Honor's commitment to provide fans with ongoing daily content means the birth of what they are calling the Honor Post, which is a blog authored exclusively by talent of Ring of Honor. If you go to Honor Post on the Ring of Honor website, it's a forum for Ring of Honor competitors to talk directly with members of the fans of Ring of Honor about all sorts of things. You're going to see regular contributions to this from Angelina Love, Joe Hendry, the Beer City Bruiser, Kenny King, and Session Moth Martina. I'm here for the Session Moth Martina posts, to be perfectly honest. I saw her doing a warm-up fitness routine in her garden. It was on Twitter. I wasn't looking over the fence or anything. I think if anybody needs to lead this new generation of healthy while staying indoors, it should be Session Moth Martina. She's at Moth from the Flats on Twitter if you want to find her. Good news for Samoa Joe. His WWE wellness policy suspension has now passed. He is once again eligible to return to work. Have no idea when that will be, though. As a result of everything that's going on, he could appear in some form of skit around WrestleMania 36 when it's taped for this week. So Joe may turn up around WrestleMania or at the Raw after WrestleMania. They may have already taped something. We don't know. Jake the Snake Roberts was talking to Sports Keeda about joining AEW. He says, "My name kept getting brought up by people, but it was actually Tony Khan that said, I want him in here. It's quite the compliment. It's not the way I expected to be brought in. I expected to be brought in through Dustin Rhodes or through Dallas, but it wasn't. It was Khan who wanted me there. He's the one that initiated the let's get him. I did the little card dealing gimmick I did for Double or Nothing. That was just a nice thing to do where I dealt the cards out for that thing that they were doing. But then to get invited to do this angle with Lance Archer and Cody Rhodes was much bigger. It's going to be huge. We haven't really started it yet. It's yet to blossom into what it's going to be. But we're going to be doing some more stuff this week. They've gone back to the old school way of doing things, which I love. That's building something instead of doing it the WWE way, where they build it the first part of the show and then end it by the end of the show. This will remind people will remember because they're taking the time to build it properly. And some WWE stars have been coming out on Twitter to show support for independent wrestlers around the world. It's a really tough time if you're breaking into the business or if you are a full-time independent wrestler as well. Everybody's in the same boat as all of a sudden gigs and wrestling events have just been stopped. So therefore, a main source of income for so many wrestlers has stopped as well. Shelton Benjamin tweeted out saying, "Amazing talents not on a WWE roster are going to have a tough struggle with $0 coming in due to coronavirus. So if you have the means, support your favorite independent wrestler. Buy their merch and support their platforms. Hashtag support indie wrestling." Aleister Black shared a similar sentiment, saying, "The indies gave me a platform to create the keys to my personal success. Times like this are hard for all of us, and there is no way to generate income. If you're part of the lucky few not financially affected by this, please consider purchasing some merch of your favorite wrestler."
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And finally, we have a trailer for The Big Show Show. This is the sitcom starring Paul White about life as a retired wrestler looking after his family. Take a listen.
Aiden, lights, strobes. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my dad!
the big show?
It's been a minute since I retired from wrestling, so I want to get in as much family time as I can. You, the kids, and my championship belt. Oh, you're so beautiful.
You talking to me or the belt?
You. Okay, you two, talk.
Wait, I love a good sister fight. Let me get my popcorn.
She stole my gravy jacket off me when I left.
Ooh, I think I just blacked out for a second.
We gotta lay down the law right away.
We? My daughters. I'm not just some ex-wrestler who doesn't have a purpose. I'm also a parent. I'll punish you.
So aww, sweet.
Man, I don't know why this is so hard. You're growing up so fast.
We are a family. I got you.
I don't know what to say.
Just kiss me, dummy.
You know you're the parent, right?
I forget that sometimes.
What's wrong with your family?
DJ PJ in the house!
You go, girl!
This is the big show.
The big show?
The big show!
The big show!
And the little show!
This is my home. You're my home. There's nowhere else I want to be.
Are you gonna cry?
No. Yes, but later when I'm in the bath.
Yeah! April 6, 2020, you'll be able to binge the entire thing. I feel like maybe a watch-along is coming from Cultaholic. And that will do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling News for Thursday. It's a busy day on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. It's business as normal. AEW graded with Jack the Jobber. NXT graded with myself. All your AEW TF moments with Ross Tweddle too. The best place to see everything as it happens is at cultaholic.com or on our Twitter at Cultaholic. Also, don't forget that Adam Pacitti is live streaming every single night whilst we are in self-isolation at Cultaholic. Tonight, he is on the Cultaholic Twitch stream playing Simpsons Hit and Run. That's a good night in, that is. You can watch Adam tonight from 8 p.m. UK time at twitch.tv/Cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.